Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1225. The judge presiding over Trump's classified documents case denied a request from federal prosecutors to block Trump from making false claims that FBI agents were preparing to kill him during their search of Mar-a-Lago for classified documents in 2022. Special Counsel Jack Smith asked Judge Eileen Cannon to limit Trump's ability to comment on law enforcement that searched Mar-a-Lago, calling Trump's statements intentionally false and inflammatory, and saying that they could expose those agents, some of whom will be witnesses at trial, to the risk of threats, violence, and harassment. The judge, however, denied Smith's request, calling it wholly lacking in substance and professional courtesy. The judge accused prosecutors of not discussing with Trump's lawyers before making their request for a potential gag order after Trump baselessly claimed that FBI agents were authorized to shoot him while they executed a court-ordered search at Mar-a-Lago. The judge said because the filing of the special counsel's motion did not adhere to these basic requirements, it is due to be denied without prejudice, adding, "It should go without saying that meaningful conferral is not a perfunctory exercise." Moving on, Trump was repeatedly booed and heckled at the Libertarian National Convention after he asked members for their support. Within minutes of speaking, Trump turned on the third party, mocking its poor electoral record in presidential elections, before asking attendees to nominate me or at least vote for me.
That's nice. Only if you want to win. Only if you want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Thank you, D-Roy. Thank you. No, only do that if you want to win. If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years, America. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you. God bless you.
Both Trump and Biden have expressed concern about third-party threats, including from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in an election that's expected to be decided by a narrow margin in a handful of states. And finally, the International Court of Justice on Friday ordered Israel to immediately halt its military assault on Rafah, citing an immediate risk to Palestinians. Then on Sunday, two Israeli airstrikes killed at least 45 people and wounded 240 others in Rafah after they hit a tent camp where displaced civilians were sheltering, igniting a deadly fire. The camp was in Rafah, the Gaza city where more than 1 million people are seeking refuge in dire conditions, after being told to shelter there by the Israeli government. Israeli tanks also advanced into central Rafah for the first time. Despite international condemnation and world leaders calling for an investigation into the attack, as well as for Israel to halt its military offensive in Rafah, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the strike was a tragic accident, but gave no indication of curtailing his offensive in the area. Biden, meanwhile, said he is not altering his policy toward Israel, and the White House said the Israeli strike on the tent camp had not violated his red line because it wasn't a major ground operation. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.